Patricia Sala and Larry Aguilar have been together 8 years. They're working on growing past the death of her 27-year-old son, Evan Shepherd, who was killed in a hit-and-run accident 2 years ago. They talked about their struggle while remembering Evan at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Fort Myers.
We've been through some really difficult stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Evan's birthday is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
His 29th birthday.
Mm-hmm. We've gone through some highs and lows.
Grieving a child and then mm-hmm. the circumstances around his death and going through the court system.
Mm-hmm.
Evan, you know, had such a great day. At about 1:30 in the morning, I thought I heard him come in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the time he died.
Mm-hmm.
Around the time he died, but what was so odd about it is I remember going to the front door and then checking his room and checking Lauren's room and thinking to myself, okay, well, they're together like they usually are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I went out by our elevators and I could hear sirens. And now I know that was,
mm-hmm.
it was Evan.
I know.
And I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, my God, that's my son or my child. And I stopped myself and I thought, you know, I've got to stop thinking that way because I always, you know, was afraid something was going to happen to him. And I remember I, you know, just kind of like shook it off and told myself, no, he's with Lauren. That's where they are. And I went and I got back in bed. And I fell asleep, and then I got that phone call.
You said, he's gone. He's gone. I'll never forget that.
Because I could feel it.
I know.
And it's incredible to think that we're all like 1 second too late or ahead of something like that happening. Like, I often think, wow, what if he would have just stopped for gas?
You know, I work right down the street from where that happened, and I always say, man, he was so close to home. How much do you think about him?
Oh, God. A lot. And not, you know, the accident or not the person that was, you know, responsible. Or I don't think about that anymore, but I think of him quite often.
What I wanted to share with you is that I think you're an awesome mom. You were while he was here, so he knew about it.
Yeah.
I think the last day that we saw him, he knew that you loved him tremendously. It was untimely. It was tragic that he left, but he would be very happy with you if he just moved on and lived your life in a way that you would be happy. I think that you still are consumed by Evan's thought, by how he died and the relationship that you have with him. And I still feel to a large extent that you think like you failed him somehow, and that's not even remotely close. And it's affected our relationship. One way or the other, we have to go on. One of the saving graces for us at that time was when we found out that his organs touched so many people. Like we found out his eyes or his retinas went and saved someone's vision, and we found out that Evan is living through so many people. If we survive that, I think we can survive anything.
Your feelings and emotions mm-hmm. are all exposed, and people are looking at you expecting mm-hmm. that you're going to, like, not be normal. Or that, to me, I think is what's still striking about it, is yeah. that the what people expect is going to happen to you that, is not what happens.
Yeah.
So I'm not crazy.
No.
You know, but his life had such impact on,
yeah.
on people.
Yeah.
He was just so forgiving. He always focused on what was best about them.
Yeah.
He was so kind and
yeah.
generous
yeah.
and forgiving. He was everything the rest of us weren't.
Like he knew something we didn't. That's the way I felt when he was gone.
Totally.
Evan knew something we didn't.
Patricia Sala and Larry Aguilar have been together 8 years. They're working on growing past the death of her 27-year-old son, Evan Shepherd, who was killed in a hit-and-run accident 2 years ago. They talked about their struggle while remembering Evan at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Fort Myers. Patricia Sala and Larry Aguilar live in Fort Myers. Her son, Evan Shepherd, was killed in a hit-and-run accident in 2015. The state attorney's office says the teenager who hit him pled to leaving the scene of a crash resulting in death. She was sentenced to 2 years probation. This interview was recorded at StoryCorps in Fort Myers, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. This excerpt was selected and produced by Amy Tardiff.